We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City in Sayre, Oklahoma. Happy Monday. You guys are getting ready about 15, 16 minutes. Supposed to be, or no, I guess about 25 minutes. The solar eclipse. Anyway, I know I've already went out and looked. There's a partial going on right now. So anyway, pretty cool stuff. It's crazy. Everybody thinks it's crazy. Traveling, spending thousands of bucks, what people would do for a little bit of fun. So anyway, I got a big show planned ahead. Brent Metter, Jason Redd will be in here shortly to talk about the bull sale and the Southwestern Oklahoma Farm Show coming up this weekend. And in the third and fourth segment, I'll have Andy Holloway from the Texas A&M AgriLife out of Hemp Hill County, Canadian, Texas. Talk about the big beef conference coming up. Great day. So anyway, currently it's 60 degrees at Slap Out, 63 at Cherokee, 66 at Butler, 65 at Hollis, 68 at Altus. Out here in the Panhandle, it is 63 degrees at Canadian, 64 at Wellington, 67 at Odell. And anyway, got stuff going on. Had a great weekend, had a great Saturday. Saturday morning, some friends of mine, we all hooked onto our 8-bale dump trailers, headed up to the hitching post in Durham. Robin had us a tractor there, and Kathy from over at Canadian had called and said they had a lady rancher over there between the state line and Canadian that they couldn't get semis into. So we hooked them up with a couple rounds of hay with the dump bale trailers. It looked way better than the last time we was out there, and it was looking pretty good till that wind hit. There's some ground cover out there. It's greening up a little bit. Keep your fingers crossed to get some of this rain moving in tonight, tomorrow, Tuesday and Wednesday. But that all down there along that South Canadian River, whoo, looked like the Little Sahara blowing down. It was rough out there Saturday with that wind. So anyway, got done, come home, took a shower, drove to the city. Western Planters, Jen, they're out of Hobart, invited me up to the Denim Ball. You know me, I'm not much of a hang out with the cotton farmers, but I got to hang out with them Saturday night, and what a great event. And so the Denim Ball handled there at the Skirvin downtown. They inducted a couple more people, gentlemen, actually, into the Hall of Fame, Oklahoma Cotton Hall of Fame. Charles Abernathy was inducted, and J.D. Banks was inducted. Pretty cool story behind both of them. And the only thing I was really disappointed in the whole thing up there is the Cotton King wasn't there. What the heck? Anyway, probably a good thing me and him don't need to be in the same room. So anyway, it was very good. Good talk. Brad Harrison from Beckham County here was the MC, Master of Ceremonies. He did really good, but I caught him on a couple of things. Anyway, first of all, he introduced a gentleman to say the prayer for the opening of the ceremonies, and I kind of had my back turned. He said, "Jimmy Speaker will now do this," and I was like, "What?" I turned around, it was Jimmy Smith. I mean, he don't know his Smiths from his speakers, but he had the Jimmy part right, at least. And then he said something else about they had a golf event out there in Oklahoma City for some of the cotton people, and he introduced, I can't remember exactly what it was, but he said Bob Knight, and It was, you know, the basketball coach. Anyway, poor Brad, he was about to give up after that one. But the good thing about it is nobody threw any golf clubs out on the floor. So nobody got hit with any golf clubs. But anyway, Kathy Fowler was there. She was there, got to talk to her. And, of course, you know, that's Brad's sister. But anyway, there was a lot of people there I actually knew, a lot of people from Altus. Beckham County, I got to sit next to Kent Schweitzer from over there, Hydro. Got to talk with him. We actually got sidetracked. We weren't talking cotton. We was talking peanuts. So it was pretty good. Anyway, thanks again, Western Planters, for inviting me to come to that. Got to meet a lot of people, and there was also a lot of people there I already knew. So it was all good and fun. If you guys ever get a chance and you're a cotton farmer and you haven't been to the Denim Ball, you need to go. It's pretty cool. I enjoyed it. I got some more stuff I could talk smack on about some of them up there, but I'll just keep my mouth shut for now. But anyway, so let's check on what happened overnight real quick, because I know everybody's going to get sidetracked here in just about 20 minutes and go out and see if they can see the eclipse. But anyway, soybean and grain futures were a little changed overnight as investors weighed technical buying and weak export sales. Some investors who were short the market or had bet on lower prices likely bought back contracts overnight on wheat, which had been oversold. Investors still hold a net short position in both hard and soft red winter wheat, but didn't make any big moves in the past week, according to the Trading Commission. Sale of beans, corn, and wheat to overseas buyers were all down in the 7 days that ended March 28th. Soybean sales fell off 26% from the previous week. Corn sales were down 21%, and wheat sales dropped a whopping 95% to 16,100 tons. That's not no good. Soybean futures overnight for May delivery fell a quarter of a penny to 11.84 and three quarter a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal rose 260 to 335.70 a short ton, and soy oil lost 0.82 cents to 48.07 cents a pound. Corn futures were down a penny to $4.33 and a quarter cents a bushel. Wheat futures for May delivery fell 2 cents to 565 and a quarter a bushel, and Kansas City futures rose 4 cents to 586 and a quarter a bushel. Let's check on the eclipse. That's all about the. That's all you heard this morning on the news, on the radio, or on TV. The long anticipated solar eclipse is occurring right now in Austin, actually, and will reach total or full blackout in the line stretching from San Antonio to Montreal. Other cities in the path of total blackout include Little Rock, Indianapolis, and Buffalo. Most people in the U.S. will experience darkening of the skies. The next total solar eclipse won't happen for another 20 years. Blackout will begin in Mexico around 10:51, Austin around 12:17, Indianapolis around 12:44. I think we're scheduled here in southeastern Oklahoma. You're not going to get it here in western Oklahoma, but southeastern Oklahoma around 12:30. Most of the areas in the line will have clear weather, though some areas of Texas, Arkansas, and states in the northeast will be a little cloudy. The entire eclipse will last just over 2 hours in each area from the time the moon begins moving in front of the sun until it ends. Some flooding is expected today in Kentucky, Indiana, and Illinois, according to the National Weather Service. Anyway, hopefully we get some rain coming in. It's Mr. Brent. Anyway, want to wish a big, big happy birthday to sugardaddy.com. The only guy in Oklahoma, especially in western Oklahoma, that grows sugarcane and pineapples under a pivot instead of something that'll make you money. But anyway, happy birthday, Brian Silk. We hope you have a really good one. So anyway, it is Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association happy hour today. So we're going to take an OCA break. When we come back, I will have Brent Metter in here. Is Jason coming, boss?
He's not.
Oh, he's out. He's watching the clips.
Yeah.
Sounds like
he couldn't
say
to get here.
So anyway, I got Brent Metter in here. We're going to talk about the bull sale and the Farm Expo coming up this weekend in Elk City, and man, it was crazy last weekend. Brent, you guys went to the one in Oklahoma City, but Woodward was having theirs, and you went to the one in Oklahoma City. I heard the Oklahoma City one was really good.
Farm show was good. There was a lot of people there. We went Saturday, and it was, I mean, packed. It was shoulder to shoulder.
Sardines?
Down through there, yes. So,
anyway.
I didn't win the $1,000 drawing that I stuck around for, so I was kind of disappointed.
That waste time?
Yeah.
Oh, well, they wouldn't call you?
No. Really? You had to be present.
Oh, wow. That's,
Jill made me stay.
Right. Anyway, so all right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey folks, I'm Ken Russ, new owner of Hobart Stockyards. We want to thank Rex Fleming for the great job and dedication he has done serving the community in southwestern Oklahoma. I look forward to continuing working with you cattle producers and marketing your cattle. We are bringing in multiple independent cattle buyers and along with current buyers to guarantee you get top prices for your cattle. Give me a call at 580-530-0192. Here at Hobart Stockyards, we only sell the best. And remember that Jesus is Lord.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom backs, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
April 1st through the 13th, we have our filter sales event going on. You save up to 40% on all Napa Gold filters. Anything diesel, gas related, vehicles, small engine, we've got filters for everything. We have a lot of customers that come in here and buy the year's supply of filters at this time so that they get them at a discounted price.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd.
We figure out what they need and we keep our customer happy.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
They want you to see them as people and not just a number. They love when you know their name when they walk in the door and greet them with a smile. They'd love that. I like to hear people's stories and find out about their lives and get to know them. We sponsor in the community a lot, in the communities and the surrounding communities. We just really care about people. I'm Elizabeth Mosley, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I'm sure I do. I owe her a lot. Anyway, all right, let's check out the weather from Texas Panhandle. Odell, down there south out, that's across the river bridge. 68 degrees, humidity's 29, dew point's 35, the winds are out of the north at 4 miles an hour. Peak wind gust today, 18 miles an hour. Month-to-date precipitation, nothing. Red flag, no, freezing minutes, 0 minutes. 8-inch soil temperature, 63 degrees. And yes, I understand that Brad Harrison lives on the Ouachita County line over there, so he's from Ouachita County. Ask him where he went to school and ask him why he got arrested back in 1979. That was a good story. He reminded me why his mom was mad at me for a week after that. So anyway, there's your good deal. So anyway, in the studio with me right now is Mr. Brett Metter, and he's here to talk about the upcoming farm show, the Southwest Oklahoma and Farm and Home Show. Got that right, didn't I?
You bet.
It was close.
Yes,
close
sir.
Enough, close enough.
Southwest anyway, Farm and Home Expo.
Yeah, there we go. Anyway, we got you'll have the bull sale, but there's a lot of other things going on there too.
It'll be a busy weekend. So hopefully, it looks like the weather's going to be good, and we'll have a good turnout, and hopefully everybody will come out. There'll be food available, and bull sales at 2:00 on Saturday, and so got a lot of things going on.
40 bulls, is that correct?
There's 40 bulls. There's 38 cataloged, and I think we've added two since then that we'll have information on those on sale day.
So you can get a catalog right now, I know, at the Chamber of Commerce.
Yes, and they're spreading them out across town.
You bring that big fly in with you.
Western Oklahoma. Springtime is here. The flies are getting us.
That's a big one, too. Anyway, so you guys went to the farm show. You and the family did. Anyway, I had to cancel my trip to Stillwater yesterday because we had some tree issues on some barbed wire issues that ended up having some cows out on the road in my wheat pasture. So I ordered dinner.
Yeah, the farm show at Oklahoma City was good. We're actually a week late here at our Southwest Farm and Home Expo because of Easter.
Right.
So Easter fell the last weekend in March, and so that pushed the Oklahoma City Farm Show to our weekend. And so our normal weekend would have been last weekend, and because of the Oklahoma City Farm Show, there were several of our vendors that come every single year that were not going to come. They were going to go to Oklahoma City,
right?
If we stayed on that date. And so we chose as a committee to move and be a
smart
a year later. And so they're all still coming. And so they were in Oklahoma City last week, and then they'll be here with us this week. So it's maybe a little inconvenient on the bull sale part of things because there's a lot of people that are wanting to turn out like right now. Yeah, or already turned out. But, you know, I always think it's a good time to have a bull sale because there's been lots of bull sales and we're kind of at the end here. And so if you've missed out on getting one bought because prices weren't correct or you couldn't attend, or maybe you've had one test bad in the last 2 weeks or something,
right,
or get crippled, then this is a good opportunity to add a bull to your herd.
Right. And so we got 40 bulls coming in. You want to name off a few of those, the breeders that are coming in? I know Matt Thornbrough's bringing them in.
Yeah, so it's all breed bull sales, so we typically will have several breeds represented. We always have more Angus than anything, and this year's going to be no different. But we've got several of our returning consigners. I'll start with Diamond J Farms. They come from Beaver, Oklahoma, and they're actually Hereford breeders, and they bring the top-notch, most calm Hereford bulls you've ever seen.
They do.
And they'll top the market. I mean, they always bring the most. And but if you're in the market for a good pulled Hereford bull, they'll have as good as they come. Rocking PB Angus is Phil Borneman. He's from the Yukon area. He's been coming. He'll have some good Angus bulls. He's been coming, I would say, close to 10 years now. It maybe hasn't been 10, but I would say it's been really close to 10. He brings really good Angus bulls. Matt Thornbrough is one of our new consigners on the Angus side. This will be the first time that he's had bulls in our sale. He had bulls in the Cheyenne sale.
They did well.
They sold good up there that day, and so he will have some good bulls. A couple of other new ones while we're talking about new ones. Carla and Casey Marquette, I think is how you say it. They're from the Duke area, and they're bringing some Angus bulls, I think 7 bulls between the two of them. Mark Boswell, I can't remember what you call Mark.
Secret weapon.
Okay, so yeah. So Mark Boswell from Cheyenne, longtime consigner, 10-plus years, for a long, long time. He's got 2 Angus bulls and an Angus cross bull in there. John Mollett, over 10-year consigner every single year. You can count on John bringing 6 bulls, and they're going to be top-notch.
That guy can raise some animals, can't he?
He's got some really good cow herd. Typically, you know, you hate to say every single bull that John's ever sold is low birth weight, but I'm going to tell you probably 80% of what John sells is low birth weight, and that's very important to our area.
Yes.
You know, we have a lot of what I call hobby cattlemen.
Right.
They don't, they're work in town during the day, and they don't need to be checking cows all the time, and so that low birth weight's important in our area, and John, he's mastered that, in my opinion. Don Moeller is bringing 4 polled Herefords. He's a return. I'm not sure how many years now, but he's been coming for a long time. Always brings some good Hereford bulls. And then Lonigan Farms, that's Randy Lonigan. Randy's been in the Angus business for quite a while now. I don't know. He's kind of been hit and miss. He's been in our cell probably 4 or 5 times now over the last 7 or 8 years. Sometimes he gets them sold and doesn't have any, but this year he's got some to put in, and they look good. So he's bringing 4 Angus bulls. Randy and Jarrett Smith have a polled Hereford, and I think that's pretty much it. I think we've covered all the consigners there. So we're definitely heavy weighted in the Angus, and you know, with the calf market doing what it does, the blacks always, you know, they kind of seem like they're topping the market, so you would expect that.
Well, according to a gentleman that I ran into out there at the sale barn Friday,
mm-hmm.
when I went to get my weekly cheeseburger, except I got the special this time. Anyway, Scott Robinson down there in Greer County, he rang the bell with his bull.
Oh, really?
Yeah, $1.82, and he was really bragging it up with the Charlets. And I had Charlet bulls, but anyway, he was giving me the whole rundown on why it brought $1.82.
And this was a big bull, I guess.
Yeah,
it was a 2,000-pound bull or 2,500-pound bull.
2,200. But anyway, so.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking over $3,000.
Yeah.
For a killer bull.
Yeah. And so that's what's kind of crazy, the conversations I've got into some people about, man, some of them bulls themselves are just bringing money. I said, well, yeah, look at the market.
Right, right. Yep.
So, I mean, the bull market's going to do exactly. You're going to get that bull paid for.
Yes,
don't worry.
Yes, yep. I think at the Cheyenne sale, I think their average was $4,580 or $4,570 or
and
something
like that.
And
that was a lot over what they was the year before.
Yep, yeah. I mean, that's what you would expect. I mean, you know, these guys ought to be able to get rid of a bull that's got a problem and turn around and buy a decent bull for, you know, you got to put some money with it. You're not just going to be able to replace them completely, but that killer market's really good. I mean, if you ever thought, when's the best time to upgrade your bull, now's the time.
Yeah, it is.
There's no better time than now
because
that killer market's really good.
Yeah, and your bull's going to cost you a little bit more money. That bull's going to pay for itself.
Right.
Don't worry.
That's
because
right.
I, you know, just what you read and talking to experts, we got a couple more years of this unless something terrible happens.
Yep. I mean, the futures are off a little bit here the last couple of weeks, and you know, I don't know, everybody's got their own reasoning why, whether it's the bird flu bleeding over into the cow market or if it's just the fact that it was really high and it maybe just needed to correct for a minute because that
it
happens
does.
And so, you know, but if you look at the fundamentals of the U.S. cow herd and the numbers and the amount of beef we're consuming and how much is going out of the country and what little bit's coming in, and which Jimmy Taylor's probably the expert on all those numbers better than anybody in Western Oklahoma. And he can tell you that it looks like that it's lining up for several good years here.
Right.
And I don't know that, you know, in my banking years, I always said the best days in the cattle deal and in agriculture is in front of us, just because I think the age of the farmer and the rancher continually is getting older.
Right.
You know, there's just not a lot of young people in it. And there's several of us that are younger that are in it, but there's not as many as there once was.
No, not at all.
And so I think that's going to make it better for those of us that stay in it.
Right, and it will. So, well, at the farm show itself, I know there's a lot of vendors going to be there. I know Spencer rattled some off on here last Wednesday, him and Martin Till and some other people coming in. But is there something going on where you can get CEUs going on Saturday morning, I believe?
Yes. The Oklahoma Extension office is putting on a CEU course. I don't know the exact time, but it starts Saturday morning, and that's going on in the main building upstairs or
right.
up on the hill. So,
right.
Yep.
So anyway, and when can people start coming and look at the bulls?
So the bulls, they have to be in place by 5 o'clock on Friday. and we start unloading them at noon on Friday.
Okay.
So we'll have, you know, a lot of, there's several guys that'll get there early afternoon Friday, but by 5 p.m. Friday, that gives us all evening while the sun's still up. As long as there's no eclipse Friday, you'll be able to see.
I got a reflection of, dude, it's got dark.
The world's ending here pretty soon, yeah. From what I've been reading.
So, well, you guys, the eclipse is getting ready to officially happen here in 60 seconds. Pay attention to your animals. I want to know if anybody sees anything crazy going on with their animals. Do they lay down, go to sleep, or what are they doing? Is your vegetable garden, are the plants dying, or what?
I don't know what the big to-do is. It's going to be 20 minutes of darkness in the daytime. What's the big deal?
What happens if the clouds come in one day? Same thing. But anyway, so.
But yes, the bulls will be in place Friday evening at 5 p.m. We'll have lots of people milling around and looking at the bulls until dark. And then starting Saturday morning, the bulls will be on display and where you can see them. Our pens are in, you know, really good shape out there. The First National Bank and Bank of Western Oklahoma donated those years ago. And then our committee spent a lot of time welding on those and keeping them in good shape. And so everything flows pretty good. We'll start right at 2:00 on the bull sale. And we try to get done within an hour to an hour and a half, somewhere like that.
Monty the auctioneer?
Yep. Yeah. Monty will be auctioning. And
the Tucker man.
Get you loaded out when the sale's over and get you on your way.
So. Yeah, because you guys got plenty of committee members and you have plenty of people helping you there.
We do. It runs pretty good.
What else is going on? Is there some kind of scholarship deal that happens for FFA kids out there?
So there won't be any scholarships presented, but the farm show gives away. Actually, they are presenting them. I can't remember. But the proceeds of the bull sale, the commissions of the bull sale go to the kids for their scholarships. So that's where the money raised that we charge the consigners to sell their bulls goes directly to FFA kids that apply for scholarships every year through the farm show.
Okay.
And so those that are elected receive their scholarship, and that's where those funds come from, is from the bull sale.
Well, that's a great deal, too.
Yep.
Anything else you want to tell the listeners before we go to break?
Lots of good older bulls this year. There's been years where we've had a lot of younger bulls, a lot of yearling bulls, a lot of 13, 14-month-old bulls. Not the case this year. There is a few in here that are younger, but I'm going to tell you 80% of these bulls are 2-plus years old. They're ready to go. Yeah, they're ready to go breed some cows.
So if you failed to get, or your bull test failed, and then you failed to buy anything, you can load this sucker up and go turn them out.
That's right. Well, there'll be some good quality bulls and got some age to them and can cover some cows.
So you guys remember, you don't want to turn your bulls in before the full, until after the full moon phase. Full moon, you know, that's what I heard.
I don't know when it is, but it's coming up pretty quick.
It's coming up pretty quick. Today is not the moon phase.
Not today.
Today's the end of the world. So anyway, Brent, thanks for coming by and taking time out of your busy schedule to help promote this deal, and because I'll be there. Well, I got to work there.
You bet. We look forward to seeing all you guys out there Saturday. I mean, at very least, just come out and have a hamburger and watch the sale for a little bit. Take a break.
We got the barbecue contest, too.
That's on Sunday.
That's on Sunday.
It's always good.
Yep. All right. Thanks again. And we're going to take an OCA break. When I come back, hopefully I can get Andy on the telephone. We'll talk to Andy Holloway. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
Come out to the little town on the prairie, Canadian, Texas, and attend the 2024 Hip Hill County, Texas A&M AgriLife Beef Cattle Conference Tuesday and Wednesday, April 23rd and 4th. It's going to be a power-packed beef cattle conference with some of the best speakers talking about some of the most critical issues of the beef cattle business, our markets, our climate, our genomic, ranching for profit. Also, we're going to have a great
Hobart
time
Farm
socializing.
Hobart Farm and Garden Get in Hobart, Oklahoma today. Has dedicated their life to supporting your farm's success because farming is their way of life. Their superior high-pro feeds are expertly formulated to meet the nutritional needs of your livestock. They provide bulk feed delivery straight to your farm, or for smaller quantities, they offer a variety of feed bags and sacks in different sizes. When it comes to your livestock feed, choose excellence. Choose Hobart Farm and Garden.
Everyone around me was drinking coffee, and I wanted to be a coffee drinker too. But everything I tasted was either too bitter or too sweet. So I tried one more place. Instead of just ordering, I told them an idea of what I wanted, and they crafted a drink just for me. It tasted fresh, like coffee is supposed to. The brew was mild, and the flavor not too sweet. Exactly what I wanted. They've done this for lots of people. They'll do this for you, too. Thanks to Twister's Coffee Company next to Brahms in Elk City, now I'm a coffee drinker. Every day.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, March the 29th. 1,153 head were sold. 6 head of steers at 325 brought 390. 8 at 391 brought 328. 19 at 527 brought 346. 5 at 552 brought 304. 25 at 725 brought 252. 3 at 1348 brought 174. 7 head of heifers at 379 brought 348. 5 at 434 brought 306. 8 at 489 brought 307. 15 at 555 brought 311. 4 at 615 brought 262. 6 at 660 brought 262. 3 at 740 brought 226. Butcher cows were 70 to 157. Butcher bulls brought 105 to 180. Bred cows were 1450 to 3450. Pairs brought 1625 to 2550. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here's your Northwestern Oklahoma ag weather update. Camargo, 63. Dew points 32. Humidity's 31. The winds are out of the northeast at 18, gusting up to 24. 15 one-hundredths of an inch in the last 10 days. 61 degrees for the 3-day average bare soil temperature. Fractional water 0.3. Sunset 8:05. Today 71, mostly cloudy. Tonight 30% chance of thunderstorms, 44 degrees. And tomorrow 40% chance of rain showers and 67 degrees. On the phone with me right now is Mr. Andy Holloway. He is the big shot for the Texas A&M AgriLife in Hippel County. Welcome to the show, sir.
Jimmy, it's always a pleasure to be here with you. Thank you for what you do for our way of life, agriculture, and the beef cattle business, and I always look forward to talking to you.
Oh, I do. Well, first, since we got a little bit of time now, I just want to personally tell you on air, from my heart, thank you for what you and a lot of people, so many people that are quiet heroes, but since you're on the show with me, thank you. And for the people down there at Canadian A&G at the feed store, there's all kinds of heroes over at Pampa and down around Borger and over here on the Oklahoma side, but I'm talking to you, and thank you for what you did during that bad wildfire. You guys had your hands full. You were 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, and all I can do is just tell you thank you.
Jimmy, that is so kind. You're about the third person today that said something like this to me, and it's emotional for me, and it's something that nobody ever wants to go through, something like this that we've been through, but we're thankful to the Lord himself for allowing us to serve, and we feel like the people in agriculture, our ranchers and our farmers and our citizens that are, connected to the land, they're the greatest people on the planet, and it's such a joy and honor to serve them. And, you know, Jimmy, I tell people this situation of this wildfire is like a coin. It's two-sided. There's the tragedy on one side that's so heartbreaking. And then on the other side of the coin, it's the miracle. And I have dealt with both through all this, and it's very emotional, especially when it's your neighbors and your friends, people you go to church with, you see at the grocery store, people that you admire and respect, and then people that are working hard to help feed the world, you know. And and so it's heartbreaking when you see I've got one good friend that's just out here east of town, and I'm not going to mention names, but he lost over 700 mother cows.
Oh my gosh.
And he and his wife are just young ranchers and just getting started. Been at it for 4, 5, 6 years now, and you know, that's a big seven-figure amount of money they've lost, and I don't know how you get over that. But
I don't either.
People are good to help, and Jimmy, the people around the nation have brought many loads of hope here, and my job has been to just help get those loads out to the right places and encourage people that there's a better day coming tomorrow. And Jimmy, God has guided us through all this, but I thank you so much for your thoughtful and kind words.
Well, you're welcome. And we only did it on weekends, went out there with the dump trailers, the river rats from over here in Beckham County, and we've seen a lot of stuff. You know, we've been doing this with all the wildfires since 17, but this one here was just, I don't know, it seemed different. A fire is not just a fire from what I've seen, but we've ran into some people, and I'm not going to mention her name. About 3 weeks ago, our last load, we delivered some hay to a lady out there around County Road 21, 20, somewhere in there. Anyway, I have not quit thinking about her since we delivered her hay. And you're right, it's emotional. And it's just, you know, you just, the people are so good from all over the United States. I've seen people from Alabama, Arkansas, Kentucky, Michigan. It was just wonderful. You know, that's the good side of the coin. And, you know, I know some of the people that lost some of their cattle, but anyway, it's a pretty emotional time. And this is going to be just, to me, this, beef conference you got coming up, which last year was my first year to go. Now I'm sold. I hope I never miss another one. That was so awesome. But let's get on with it. And it's coming up April 22nd and 23rd. It's a Tuesday and Wednesday. And you got a line of really good people to be speakers this time.
Yep. So let me get you straight first. It's April 23rd and 24th.
I'm sorry.
Which is Tuesday and Wednesday. Yeah. The Tuesday, Wednesday's right. So they can come on Monday the 22nd, but we won't quite be ready for
well,
them. But
the eclipse is affecting my brains here.
No worries. I got you back. And so, yes, Jimmy, we want to invite all your listeners. Whether you're directly involved in the beef cattle business as a rancher or stocker cattle operator, even a feedlot owner or manager, this conference has developed into being a national beef cattle event. I never dreamed or understood when we first started it back in 2015 that it would be much more than a countywide beef conference, and it's become a national event.
Yeah.
This last year, as you witnessed, we had people from 11 different states. We had people from 71 of the 254 Texas counties. That's about a third of the Texas counties.
That's a lot of counties.
it really is. And we've already had people register from faraway places. I noticed last week there was someone that's registered from the state of Washington. out in the northwest part of our country. And so it chokes me up to know that our influence has reached that far, and it's so endearing. And, you know, the conference is about some of the best educational beef cattle speakers in the world. We bring them here from all around the nation to speak on critical issues that are facing our beef cattle producers, our markets, our weather, our genomics, ranching for profit, wildfire situations, range pasture, all kinds of different issues we get into. And then, Jimmy, in 2016, I started a trade show, and I know I probably shouldn't be proud, but I really am proud of this.
Why wouldn't you?
The first trade show had 16 trade show exhibitors, and this year we're going to have 110, and it's literally become a premier event for our trade show exhibitors, because mostly cow-calf producers attend, and these trade show vendors are targeted towards those ranchers, those cow-calf producers. And that gives us an opportunity to network, so the ranchers get to hear these great speakers, then they get to network, and that happens through our trade show. And then, Jimmy, one of the parts that may be more important this year than it's ever been is just socializing. We get to let our hair down a little bit and just talk and eat good food and just have a good time with each fellowship with each other. And this year, because of this fire, there's going to be a lot of our ranchers that were burned out or burned. Just like the dear sweet lady you mentioned, who I go to church with, by the way, and they'll all be here. And so for the ranchers that were not burned from faraway places or even in this area, they're going to get a chance to encourage those people that were burned and to, you know, to love on them and to communicate with them and to share with them and encourage them. And so this conference this year is really a special event. We're going to learn a lot. You know, Jimmy, just to show you how the good Lord himself has developed all this, back in October last year, I asked Mark Gardner from Gardner Angus Ranch to be one of our speakers. He's going to speak about genomics and about what are cattle going to be like 20 years from now, and how we need to work from now to get to that point in the future. But, you know, back in 2017, over half of the Gardner Angus Ranch burned in the wildfire that we had on March 6, 2017.
I remember.
Mark's home burned.
Yep.
And hundreds of their great registered Angus cows burned and,
yes,
and were killed. And so Mark the other day said, I know why Andy has invited me to come. He said, because we lost all of our home and ranch and so forth, and he wants me to come and speak to the ranchers that lost their ranches. And so that is right, but you got to figure this out in your mind. I asked Mark back in October to be a speaker. I had no idea we were going to have a wildfire in February. But you know what? God, our provider, knew what was coming. And I'm telling you that because all these speakers are the right people. They're the right people to say the right things, just like Mark Gardner is perfectly prepared because of the experiences he's been through to share and encourage and to help the people that are going through all this that we are going through now. And so there's Kayleigh McEnany, who was President Trump's second press secretary, is our keynote speaker this year.
I know. That's going to be awesome.
She's we're flying her in here from New York City. And But do you know that she's a cancer survivor? She's a mom. There's a whole lot to her besides who she worked for and where she worked. And she was a person that wasn't supposed to recover from cancer, and she did. And she's prospering. And the books that she's written on her faith are best-selling books, and it's about how she overcame a terrible tragedy called cancer in her life. Well, Jimmy, think about how important that message is to us right now.
Yes.
But God knew all that, and I didn't know we were going to have this fire, and we got her lined up months and months ago, and every speaker's going to be like Kaylee and Mark. They're going to be the right speakers to speak at the right time.
Yep.
On the right subjects.
Yeah, I actually delivered hay up there to where Mark was getting his hay back in 17 when we delivered all that hay. And it was just, you could see the stress in the people's faces. And this time here, out here, where we was delivering to all these ladies and men alike, ranchers out here this time, man, it's just, don't get me wrong, it's there, but it just looks so different. But anyway, and hey, Andy, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll finish up.
Sounds good.
We're going to take an Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association break, and we'll be right back.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is proud to announce they're now offering the High Energy Liquid Livestock Feed Mix 30. This liquid protein fat supplement is for cattle on grass or hay forage and is now available at SEI Agritech for pickup or delivery. They also have half semi or semi loads available. For more information, give Ken a call at 580-225-0317. That's 580-225-0317, or stop by the SEI Agritech location at 1400 South Randall in Elk City.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Everyone's always looking for great deals. Here's a tool-rific deal. Buy a new Hustler mower from DJ's Rental and Sales in Elk City and receive up to $600 worth of in-stock DeWalt tools. With a great deal like this, all your tool problems will be gone in one trip. You'll be able to mow the yard and take care of the wife's honey-do list. She might even dub you King of the Castle again. Hurry to DJ's Rental and Sales on South Main in Elk City for this tool-rific deal. This offer is good from March 11th through April the 13th.
Tips Insurance Agency is an independent insurance agency. Justin Twyman, what does that mean?
Well, Sean, that means that we can go out and shop multiple carriers. We're not tied to one line of business. That way, if one line of business declines you, we have another line of business to come in and quote. So Tips Agency, we currently represent a little over 100 carriers. So we have an outlet for your insurance needs.
How can that help someone looking for personal or commercial insurance?
Well, that just gives them options. We don't want to limit our customers to one option. That way, we don't try to fit a round peg into a square hole.
Justin, you handle several corporate insurance policies. What sets you apart?
Well, I always tell everyone I'm not a typical insurance agent. You know, I've been around the oil field since I was born and raised here. So I know how it works. Sometimes you get home at night after work, and you're like, man, I was supposed to call the insurance guy, and he didn't do it. So every customer I've got, they have my cell phone number. They shouldn't hesitate to call me, ask me the question. Let's get it knocked out so they don't forget the next day.
What's the best way to contact you at the Tips Agency?
You can stop by my office, 314 North Main Street, just north of Walgreens, or you can call my cell phone. Cell phone number is 580-374-1052.
Blair Tire and Feed is helping you save some money. Firestone Ag is holding its Spring Into Savings event. That means you're going to save big money on the tires you need. Most Firestone radial tires are included in the sale, like their expanded line of 82 technology patterns and sizes. Eligible standard radial tires will have a $200 discount. Eligible 82 radial tires will have a $300 discount. That's big time savings on big time tires during a big time event. The Firestone Ag Spring Into Savings event at Blair Tire and Feed.
Are you looking to give your livestock the best nutrition possible? Well, head on over to the Serra Farmers Co-op.
Sayre Co-op is an authorized quality liquid feeds dealer. They handle a variety of QLF Ignite protein and mineral tubs, along with their Pasture Select 20-5 and 35-5 liquid feed. Short on time, the Sayre Co-op will supply, deliver, and fill your liquid feed tank for you so that you don't have to. Don't put it off. Head on over to the Sayre Co-op at 109 South 6th Street in Sayre or give them a call at 928-2664.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back to this Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association happy hour. Eric, Oklahoma, here is your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag weather update. 67 degrees, dew point's 33, humidity's 29, the winds are out of the north, northeast, 15 miles an hour, 0.9 inches of rain has fell, 0.09 inches of rain has fell in the last 10 days, soil temperature 64, fractional water 0.9, sunset at 8:06, mostly cloudy and 72 today. Chance of thunderstorms 50% tonight, 46. And tomorrow, rain showers likely and 70% chance of rain. I got a couple updates before we get back with Andy on the eclipse. I'm feeding hay to cows right now. Same OBS out here so far. My wolf spiders and night crawlers are taking shelter. And then here's the best one. You know when you're working cows with your wife and she smiles real big at you and says, I love you, you just have a feeling that's not exactly what she wanted to say. So anyway, the eclipse is even affecting the husband and wives working cattle right now. What do you think about that one, Andy?
That sounds pretty good to me. So,
oh, my gosh. Hey, before we get into this, how can people get tickets for this? And the ticket's good for both days, right?
Yes, sir. The tickets are $150 each. If they buy their ticket before the 15th of April, it goes up $25 after April 15th. Jimmy, so it's time's now to get your ticket. They can just go to our website. So just get on the internet and Google Hemphill County Beef Cattle Conference. You'll see our website, and you can buy your tickets right there. You can use a credit or debit card. The agenda, our speakers, all the information about the conference, even the menu of the food that we're going to be eating those 2 days is all there on the website. Or if you just want to do it the old-fashioned way, you can call our office, 806-323-9114. That's 806-323-9114. And, Jimmy, we look forward to having people come to the conference, and I can promise you it'll be an enjoyable, good time. We're going to eat Texas barbecue for lunch on Tuesday the 23rd. We're going to have Akaushi prime rib for dinner that evening on Tuesday evening. And on the 24th, we're having USDA choice ribeyes off the chuck wagon. Mr. Bet Pruitt from Henrietta, Texas, the famous and world-known chuck wagon cook, is going to be here cooking 650 ribeye steaks for us on Wednesday for our lunch. So, you're going to eat good. You're going to enjoy the trade show, and that $150 will give you a lot of take-home impacts that you're going to enjoy.
The food alone is worth $150. So
that's exactly right.
Yes, sir. I didn't get to mention her earlier, and that's where I seen you up there at the feed store when we was making a round through there, loading some hay up, taking them somewhere. But, you know, that Kathy Price... Everybody thinks I'm joking because I've mentioned it a couple times. It looked like the Pentagon inside that feed store in there with all those ladies making hay come in, making hay go out, and who's calling and making sure everybody. But Kathy Price and all those, I don't know the rest of the ladies in there, but there was five or six of them in there all the time. She is my hero besides you. That lady had it organized now.
Let me tell you, Kathy, the first decision I made was to call Kathy, and I asked her to be our captain for that hay outreach that it's still going.
Yeah.
And so Kathy was just in my office about an hour ago, actually, Jimmy, and Kathy is a hero. She's more than a hero, though. She's a saint. She's put her own ranching business, which is in Lipscomb County, on hold. And she and her husband, Ray, have just worked tirelessly. Ray's had a trailer, and he's been a hot shotter, taking stuff from our supply point out to these ranches. And,
yep.
And then Kathy's coordinated literally. Jimmy, we've had over 1,000 semi-loads of hay and feed that have come in here.
I believe
it. And Kathy and that team of ladies have taken many of those calls.
Well, of course, Andy, I'm already out of time, and the music's getting ready to start playing here, but I look forward to this, and I encourage everybody to go because it's a really cool setup. You're sitting out there where their speakers are, and you can get up and mosey around right by the vendors or right there. And we're going to hear more about the Hemp Hill County Beef Conference a lot in the next few weeks. Thank
Jimmy,
you, Andy.
Thank you for your time, and we look forward to seeing you Tuesday and Wednesday, April 23rd and 24th in Canadian.
All right. Thanks, Mr. Holloway. We'll talk to you later. All right. Man, that show went by fast.
A John Deere working the field. That's what country sounds like.